Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Well, as Celeste mentioned, we're talking about Haiti all hour long. A big weekend ahead, Haitian elections on Sunday against an extremely difficult backdrop. Earthquake, of course, in the aftermath, rubble in the streets, not to mention a cholera epidemic that is affecting the country in a dire fashion. We'll hear from one ambassador who is in the country to officially observe this weekend's poll. But first, we want to bring you something from the latest report we've had from Mark Doyle, who is in Haiti for our partner, the BBC.
The last few days of campaigning in this election are now well underway with one of the presidential candidates on the stage here behind me. Now, the whole of the city has been plastered in posters by the 19 presidential candidates who are standing in this election. There are also elections for the parliament taking place at the same time. But in terms of the presidential election, the person who's won the poster war, if you like, would appear to be this guy, Jude Celestin, who is the candidate of the ruling party, the Unity Party. Now, whoever wins this election will face enormous challenges. Not only is there the cholera outbreak in the last month or so, but these people are still homeless from the earthquake in January. Something like 1.5 million people are now forced to live in tents or under tarpaulins, using toilets on the street, which have been set up by aid agencies, and their condition is very, very precarious. Whoever wins this election has got that challenge to face, along with the cholera and the chronic poverty that's been with Haiti for many years.
Mark Doyle there from our partner, the BBC, in Haiti. Now, several presidential candidates have asked that these elections be postponed so authorities can tackle that cholera outbreak that Mark Doyle mentioned. And many Haitian citizens don't believe the elections will bring about any real change at all. That's sort of the history of elections in Haiti. We're here now with Ambassador Colin Granderson, head of the Joint Electoral Observational Mission for the Organization of American States and the Caribbean Community. Ambassador, good morning.
Good morning to you, Todd. Good morning to Celeste. Good morning also to your listeners.
Good. Well, thanks for joining us. Now, you are one who has called for these elections to go forward on Sunday, but it's a chaotic situation where people don't want to congregate. They don't even want to shake hands. There have been riots and violence because of cholera. Is this backdrop really the best context to hold a very important election in Haiti?
First of all, the decision to go forward with the elections has been taken by the Haitian authorities, both the government and the Electoral Commission. Certainly the cholera epidemic has added another challenge to the many challenges that Haiti has been facing in this particular year. Clearly, the circumstances are not the best, but despite that, the elections are going forward. The Electoral Council has prepared itself for the elections. I think one needs to underline the fact that on previous elections, there have always been postponements for administrative reasons. This time, that has not been the case. They've done their best to prepare. You just mentioned that persons don't want to congregate, but that's not true. For example, in the extract that you played just before speaking to me, the BBC correspondent was talking about being at a rally. The rallies have been huge rallies with lots of persons turning up for all the presidential candidates in particular. Ordinary life continues. The public markets continue to buzz despite the fears about the spread of cholera. The schools are still open. Public transportation still works. As I said, the authorities have taken a decision that they will go forward. I think one needs to put this in the context of the fact that, first of all, the lower house of Parliament, of Congress, its mandate has lapsed, therefore that needs to be replaced. And if elections do not take place now, the mandate of the president also comes to an end on the 7th of February next year. Haiti would find itself in a situation without a constitutional government.
You're an observer there, Ambassador Granderson, in Haiti. We like to throw around the words free and fair in elections from the United States to around the world. What kind of confidence do you have that in this context, elections will be free and fair?
Free and fair, first of all, will depend on the procedures that have been put in place by the Electoral Commission being followed. I think one is to underline one of the peculiarities of elections in Haiti is that on election day, the elections basically are manned by persons designated by the political parties and not the persons selected by the Electoral Commission, which means that on the most important day of the elections, the Electoral Commission itself is basically a spectator as to what is taking place. Obviously, they themselves will have done the training for the poll workers. But as I said, they themselves will be almost observers as we are. As I said, a lot of work has been done. Don't have full confidence in the administration, the administrative work done by the Electoral Commission. They also fears about its impartiality. But we believe that because of the numerous safeguards that have been built into the process, also the presence of the political party agents in the polling stations and the presence of observers, both national and international, it's possible to have, a very good election
okay.
which would be both free and fair.
Well, what free and fair turnout in these elections is historically 10%. It could be even worse this time, Ambassador Granderson. What level of turnout do you consider a success here?
In past elections, the turnout has hovered in general around the 50%. We believe that I don't want to do any crystal ball gazing, but we believe that if one gets a percentage relatively close to that average, that would be a good turnout.
That would be a good turnout. Well, 15% is something to shoot for. Elections in Haiti being observed on Sunday. Ambassador Colin Granderson, head of the Joint Electoral Observation Committee for the OAS, the Organization for American States and the Caribbean Community. We're following, of course, Haiti all hour long. Elections on Sunday in the aftermath of last year's earthquake and a cholera outbreak right now as tens or hundreds of millions of dollars pour into Haiti in a very important election. Observers from all around the globe, and we're observing the elections too all this hour. Stay with us.